Hi guys, welcome to a new podcast episode. In this episode, I'm going to talk about Alexa Demi. Now, as you can see, this podcast is a bilingual podcast. I post episodes in English and Spanish, mostly in Spanish, but I'm trying my best to like also make it in English. Now, her mysterious energy, private life, is not known much. How old is she? How did she become famous? Is she Latina? Does she have a partner? Some people wonder, why are people so interested in Alexa Demi? And it's because they want to have her energy, because they want to have her style. Because people are obsessed with her. She's a cool girl. She's an it girl. Everyone wants to give her vibes, but they don't know how to. I remember when Euphoria just came out, everyone was like obsessed. Like everyone was so obsessed. They would recreate her makeup, use her like that popular TikTok sound. They would dress up like her. Like it was just insane. Because people like that, you know, you're dying to like be in their circle, to be part of it. And and people that look like that level of cool, like where like no one knows like what I'm doing or who I'm with, but they're dying to know. That's kind of like the vibes that Alexa Demi gives. She's very private. And in this episode, I am going to share her beauty and fashion secrets, but I also want to include a little bit about her. So her family is from Mexico. And her mother, Rose Mendez, became, she got pregnant at a very young age. And even Alexa now is working on a movie about her mother's life. Her family didn't believe that Alexa can do basically what she's doing now. But her mother always made it clear that she can achieve anything. Her father wasn't in the picture, let's just say. So Alexa grew up having very little respect for men. She grew up in California. Her mom was a makeup artist, and growing up, she was surrounded by a lot of fashion magazines. Her school life was not easy. She does like to learn and do research, but she just hates like being told what to do. And she also said she was bullied and that she felt very lonely. But she got more involved in like performing arts in like her last year of high school. It was her way of escaping the reality of her life. She lived in an apartment across the street from a methamphetamine, I'm not pronouncing this right, a lab next to attics. And there was a lot of yelling, including fights in her home. So she didn't get along that well with her stepfather. So being a teenager, she just couldn't stand it. And with like zero money, like she was broke. And she left her home and she would sleep on couches at her like friends' houses and stuff like that. And while she was in high school, she spent her free time wearing sunglasses she bought in downtown Los Angeles, which led her to create Mainframe, a line of sunglasses that she started selling out of a store on Melrose Avenue, where her friend worked. Over time, the brand became so popular that the glasses were even worn by Jennifer Lopez, Nicki Minaj, appearing in Vogue Korea, although she stopped designing them because she was not being paid for her designs, which was like insane. You know what I mean? Like, what? She got $0 from that. Also, in high school, she began writing songs, designing costumes for one of Nicki Minaj's first music videos. She was accepted into an arts college to become a designer, but she quit her first semester, I mean, before it even started, because in orientation, they started, like, telling her, you have to do this, you have to be here, you have to do that, and she was like, I don't like being told what to do, so she was like, I don't want to, like, waste 4 years of my life. That's something that I'm not going to be happy with. Alexa made her first on-screen appearance in Zelia Banks' 2013 music video for the song ATM Jam. After appearing in a short film for a friend, she landed the lead role, The Godmother, a scrapped biopic about Colombian drug lord Griselda Blanco, like in 2015. Yes, Alexa Demi was going to be Griselda Blanco. Like, what? I can see it. Okay, I can actually see it. Her career as a professional actress began with the role in the 2015 short film Miles, through which she found an agency to represent her. There were a lot of pictures, like at this time, with Alexa at parties with celebrities. I mean, she knows everyone way before Euphoria. She has pictures of Kylie Uchis. And she's also dating. She's been dating since like 2017. Singer and songwriter Christian, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but I'm going to try. Berisha. He's 34. He, like I said, he's a singer and songwriter. He goes by his stage name JMSN, and he has worked with artists such as Tyga and Kendrick Lamar. Their relationship appears to be very, very private, but Alexa has appeared in a couple of music videos for his song, including Slide and Act Like I'm Not Here. And then she also released her first single called Girl Like Me. And if you like Lana Del Rey, you're going to love that song. It's like about like the chorus is like, you think a girl like me is going to be single for long. So it's like very like, yeah, like, you lost me and you can't have me back. Kind of like those vibes. And it's so good. I heard a lot of people were hating on her music, saying that like she can't sing and her songs are like really bad. But I like her songs. Like this one called Tricks or Tips. I don't know what it's called. Ticks and I can't remember. But she has three songs. I like Limo. I love that song too. So I don't know. You just have to like get it. You know what I mean? In 2018, she auditioned for a movie that she was not given the role, but the director sent her an email to audition for Euphoria. Although Alexa was thinking of taking a break from acting to focus on her music career, since she was having a hard time getting roles and just hated the audition process. But she liked the role. She read the role of like Euphoria very much, and she auditioned, and you know, she got the role, and the series was a success. She says that do what you want to do. The results don't come immediately, but everything will come in time. And for her character, Maddie, she gave a lot of her vision and like style and makeup and for Maddie. And she was able to experience more of her feminine side in the fashion aspect. Alexa says that her style is more tomboy than feminine. An outfit that Maddie wears that she would not wear is the carnival and the purple two-piece outfit. Which is insane because that outfit went viral and like every girl at some point was wearing that outfit. But she says that she would not wear it in that color and that it's just like not her. But she likes to keep her life private. She likes to use her Instagram as if she were a character. She does not like, she says that her Instagram is like, God, I messed it up. She says that she doesn't like her Instagram to be like, this is who I am. She said, if you see my Instagram, you won't know anything about me or who I am. Also said that she could be super introverted and extroverted. And she doesn't really do a lot of interviews. And I believe, like, in a good way, that's a really good method to, like, maintain control of, like, your image. My microphone had a glitch or something. And then half of, like, the episode did not record itself. So now I have to, like, re-record it, which is great. You know, I love that. I mean, this episode could have been posted yesterday if it weren't for that, but let's keep going. Alexa doesn't like trendy clothes, you know, like clothes that are trending that everyone is wearing. She prefers her clothes to be secondhand. She doesn't like to wear what other people are wearing. She likes classic, timeless items that, let's say, are like 20 years old and like you can still wear them to this day. She loves 90s, 2000s. She says she doesn't wear a lot of like feminine clothing, like dresses or skirts. I'm not saying she doesn't wear them at all, but that's what she said. You know, she's more of like a tomboy, she said. And then she wears a lot of black. And when I mean a lot, I mean literally everything black. Let's say some low-rise pants, some cute boots. I have more inspo on my Pinterest, so if you guys want to go check that out. So, also one thing here is that she loves fur coats, leather, like leather jackets, anything leather. Also rectangular black sunglasses, but like with like a thin edge and like the end that like 2000s look, like cat eye kind of look. She loves platforms, sandals because she is short and she says that it makes her feel more powerful. And I feel like any person that is short, which me, duh, can relate. I love wearing platforms, anything heels, I love it. So, how to build an outfit that gives Alexa Demi vibes. First thing you're gonna need is some black pants, a t-shirt in a neutral color, a leather coat, boots, or heels with like a strong, like dark color, black sunglasses, and for accessories, rings and a necklace. If you have a cross necklace, that would be amazing. So that's it. And for the skin, this is gonna be very short since they're like videos of Alexa sharing her makeup routine and all that stuff. But she does talk about sunscreen a lot and how she takes care of her skin, which there are theories that like Alexa Demi is like 26, 30, 33. Like we don't know how old she is. I believe she's just 33. I'm just gonna go with that. But sunscreen also apply, guys, on your neck. Your neck also, like, ages and it wrinkles and stuff like that. So make sure you do that. And then she said that at a young age, she started taking care of her skin. So that's really important. Also, for makeup products, she can't live without eyebrow gel and lip liner. And I can't relate to that so much because that's all I wear. But eyebrow gel, it's a must. Lip liner, she loves MAC, the Dior lip liners, and Huda Beauty. And that is it for this episode. Don't forget to follow me. Thank you. Bye.